Hilariously Melbourne.
The best picks.
Fifi, Bev and Nick have got your mornings covered. And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered. That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes.
How nice is it having a weekend to sleep in, particularly when our alarms go off at 4 o'clock, which is just crazy o'clock. Woke up to at about 8:30 to a text from Fev. And Fev said that you said you were thinking of heading in at lunchtime to the at Docklands. They had this great 2 or 3 day festival. It was the Unicorn Gardens, and he knows that Trixie loves unicorns. So he said, thinking of taking the kids in if you're interested in coming. And then I sent you back a text message. We're on our way now.
She goes, I'm going now. I said, mate, my kids are still in bed. Like, because Trixie heard my message.
Yes.
I was like, we've got to go because she had a friend coming over. And I was playing COD. And I'm like, I'm in a tournament. It was from 10 to 11. And I'm like, mate, and Lulu was still in bed. I said, oh, I'm going at lunchtime. I offered to go together. And then she just went without me.
No, well, I said, can you get moving? Because we've got to head in now.
So it was my idea.
Yeah, it was my idea.
You don't tell me where to go.
I know.
I just offered you to come with us.
I couldn't believe it. So she's there. So Lulu's still in bed. So Lulu doesn't come. Trixie's shattered. I walk up with Toby and a friend, a little girl I took, who's a friend of the family because she wanted to come as well. Trixie's like, where's Lulu? And then cracked it and didn't speak to me for the rest of the time. Hated me. But the kids had fun. We went on rides.
They did. They had so much fun. And what's really funny about those sort of carnivals, I've realised, and I hated what I did, and I realised I became a parent I didn't want to become, because Trixie, so she's just turned 9 and she's in that sweet spot with just loving anything to do with a carnival. So even before Fev got there, she said, Mum, can I do the laughing clowns? She wants to throw the ball in. And then I said, sweetheart, it's a ripoff. And I hate that I did that. Keep the magic alive. But I said,
no, but you're
honey,
also correct.
He's going to charge me, and he did, $20 for 3 goes.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, but Mummy, I really, really want that toy up there. There was like a, I don't know, some big fluffy toy she wanted. And I said, sweetie, you're not going to get that. Like I was
I love it.
I don't know why I was
I'm all about it.
I was becoming you, Nick. I was just like, no, it's realistic. Not going to happen.
And then I come along.
And then, anyway, so I did it. Fev comes along and she said, oh, Fev, Trixie said, Fev, I tried the laughing clowns and I didn't win anything. And he's like, let's go back.
Yep, $40 I spent. Bang, let's go. And then we did some shooting, tried to win some toys.
Daisy. And then Daisy on those things is so funny, though, because she's pointing.
Just
well, she just said,
she
I
just
want
said,
that.
I want that.
That's
I got
not how
it.
It works.
And then to play the clown game, I said, because Toby had a go. And Toby was like throwing him in because she was scared of the mouth. And she was nailing
it. Was
creepy. Fee was filming. She was throwing him in, like nailing like a basketball show. I'm like, look at my kid. She's impressive. I said, Daisy wants to go. And she goes, no, Daisy won't do it. So I just picked Daisy up, put her on, did it. No cries. Pointed to the toy and I said, you can't have that. All I won was a little unicorn toy. She loved it.
Oh, that's good.
Loved it.
A unicorn.
And then the other funny thing that happened was...
Oh, when you palmed her off to me and went on a ride? Yeah, that was interesting.
So what happened? So Daisy, very clingy, still very clingy because...
You should have said that to Trixie, by the way.
What?
Beautiful daughter, there's a better chance of us riding a unicorn home than you winning the prize.
There was a unicorn there you could have jumped on. Don't worry.
But Daisy hates all that. Hates the big fluffy things, that doesn't like mascots. Saw Peppa Pig
on stage. I don't want to go on the teacup.
Lost her mind. And then I thought, I'll put her on the teacups because they're the most basic.
Is she Benjamin Button? Is she like an 85-year-old that's in a 2-year-old's body?
We line up for about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Get to the front.
I don't want to go on the teacup.
I'm getting in the teacup with Daisy and Trixie. Daisy's kicked.
I don't want to go on the teacup.
Like, so I've literally walked her over to Fev, put her in his arms, and left her.
I was like, let's play a game. Daisy, where's Mum? And she was like,
she's just
pointing at Mum. Hated.
Big man holding.
Lucky Peppa Pig was on stage. Like, Peppa Pig saved me.
Phew.
But she didn't cry.
No, she didn't. She actually
liked
you.
I was the baby whisperer. You're welcome.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
You'll love this. I'm combining parenting advice with basketball.
Oh, yes.
Wow. That's a slam dunk there, Fee.
Yes. Shaquille O'Neal. Do you know he's estimated to be worth $500 million?
Yeah. He walks into he gives away stuff every day, goes up to homeless, gives them money, buys them food. He's an amazing man.
Wow.
Says the earth's flat.
Well, what he's got some harsh, toughen them up parenting advice. He has told his sons that they have to leave the house at 18. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Out you go.
That's fair.
I knew you'd like it, and I quite like it too, because, and I've heard a lot of really wealthy people say this when they get interviewed, they're not going to leave their kids an inheritance. It doesn't do a child any good to know.
Until they go to rehab and they bail them out.
They can fall on their parents' money.
Yeah, but what is it? One generation makes it, the other one holds on to it, the next one squanders it.
Mm.
That's how it works, because they haven't had to put in the effort that the other people did. Mm. So what do you think is going
to
happen?
Doesn't follow you to the graveyard, spend it.
The only thing is, there's a catch to this. That was his son's. His daughters can live with him for as long as they like.
Yeah, because he's a DJ too.
What?
Shaq.
Pardon?
Shaq's a DJ.
What's being a DJ got to do with his parenting advice?
Just throwing out facts.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant that's because he's a DJ.
Yeah, my girls can stay at home for as long as they want. If I had an 18-year-old son, say a champion.
Oh, really?
Go off. Girls can do whatever they want.
That's interesting, because that's what he's saying. Hmm. He's saying, I tell my – well, actually, let him say it. This is Shaquille.
Hang on. Here we go.
And I tell my boys, when y'all get 18, y'all got to go. Girls can stay as long as they want.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Y'all can stay as long as y'all want. Take your time. Go to college. I'm trying to teach them about all types of men, what to avoid. Like I tell them all the time, I said, don't mess with somebody that everybody want. Daddy, why? I said, because he got too many options. Depends on how he was raised. You know, he may take advantage of those options.
Jeez. Now that I agree with.
Yeah,
I love that advice. Yeah. That is a man who has had too many options and has taken advantage of it.
Been married twice.
Yeah.
Imagine not knowing, then you turn up to your date's door. You go, this front door is massive. Remember, this is a huge front door.
Remember he was a copper? He was a Miami police officer.
Oh, standard.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Like before basketball?
No, after basketball.
What?
That's standard American culture. Are you good at acting?
When he was in Miami, he became a police officer and he used to walk the streets and he got hammered too much. He was an actual cop.
Is this a movie?
No, he was an actual cop.
Come on.
And then he went in to be a detective for a certain under 18 job.
Mm.
And he did that for a bit. Yeah. He's got strings to the bow.
I can't tell if this is like a kindergarten cop thing?
No, he was a fair income copper. Okay. He was a Miami police officer.
Because it just doesn't make sense because he's a multimillionaire basketball player who doesn't need to have a job.
He's a DJ at nightclubs.
I don't know if he's going through the same strict police academy, you know,
he was just that you or I would go.
Is he with Hightower?
No. He is the Hightower.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
This is official. Scientists have revealed the most off-putting tactics whilst flirting. Now, flirting. Here we go. Flirting. I'm just looking around the studio. Feb, you are a natural flirt and you're very good at it.
Am I?
I'm looking at Nick. Nick, I don't reckon you're a flirt at all.
No.
Would I be right?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, I no, that's a compliment.
I almost wish I had that gift. I just don't have that in me at all.
Yeah.
I'm bad. I joke at all times, which is very bad. At all times.
How did Luch know you were interested?
Whoa, that's a good question.
I'd like to ask her.
Yeah, great. That's all. I don't know.
It's all right, baby.
Maybe she thinks I'm playing hard to get or something.
Yeah, yeah. Even the way you're looking at Nick is flirtatious, Feb. Like,
no,
that's
all right.
Why are you feeling bad for me? My job's not flirter. It's comedian. It's actually worked out all right.
I'm not feeling bad at all. I'm just it's cool, man. Yeah.
When Feb touched your arm, though, you could feel his flirt.
Yeah.
Yes. Josiah, you...
Has no shirt on.
He's a creep. So,
no, I'm not a creep. Feb and I are Feb and I are from the same cloth.
That's true. You made a professional 20-year broadcaster speechless.
You're welcome.
You've almost got a live rigor mortis. Your hands are in constant finger gun pose, just ready to go.
What
just
do you winking. Think, Fee? What do you think?
What do I think what?
About Josiah.
I think Josiah probably is a flirt. But
of course
he's a flirt. Professional around me in the workplace. Yeah. I don't see him flirt in the workplace at all.
Of course.
Do you, Leon?
Renee's just absolutely falling off her chair.
Oh, he winks, but he winks at me, but I don't think that's flirtatious.
That's like a twitch. Oh. It's not like a flirt.
I see him hanging around the sales area all the time.
Yeah.
With the guys in sales, they're lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him. Renee's literally fallen off her chair.
Okay, well, let's move on to the 11 flirting tactics.
No,
you naturally, it's your charisma is flirtatious with men, women, anybody. You just have a flirtatious nature.
I think Feb feels bad for me that I'm not a flirty dude. Like, I think he's looking down on me. And he is anyway, just physically, he's a bigger unit.
I'm not looking down on you. I just like you to smile a bit.
I do smile all the time. Like,
he wants you to flirt back, is what
I'm
he
not
wants.
Flirting back.
There it is.
Put
I got
your tooth back in.
I got it. See?
Here are the things you should avoid if you are out and about and looking to find love, and these are things you shouldn't do. A slimy approach.
Oh.
Don't do that.
Besides, back to the drawing board.
Bad
We're going
to
have to push buttons.
And that's something that's hard to talk to people about, but you must have good hygiene. Vulgar vocab. I agree. I don't want to hear vulgar vocab.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Lack of intelligence. And that's a hard one to control.
I can't help that.
Harsh.
See, I'm not a flirter.
Narcissism.
You can't deodorant that away.
I put an asterisk next to this because this would be my ultimate turn off. Narcissism.
Narcissistic.
Yeah, if you just think you're eating a bit and you're arrogant and that's not attractive. Lack of humour. So you've got to have a sense of humour. There you go, Nick. There's your flirt.
Yep.
There you go, sense of humour. Excessive intimacy, that's a turn off. Being too intimate, too touchy.
That's not great.
That actually ties in with the slimy approach.
Yeah.
They
that's
work
creep
well together.
Style.
Now, this is one that I just think's harsh because, no, poor looks.
If you've got a rough head, don't even think about it.
No, but you could poor flirt looks and not be the best looking rooster, but you can win them over with your humour.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's last one.
Luch and I, of course.
Looks
Alex and I
fall to the bottom with all the other bits. If you can do all the other bits, don't worry about how you look. What was that?
Prawn.
Carry on.
I'm glad I missed it.
As my grandpa would say, if you look like a bulldog chewing a wasp. That's how he'd describe a rough head.
You're a flirter.
I'm not flirty.
Oh.
That was on air, man.
Jeez.
I don't think I'm flirty at all.
Are you a good flirter?
No, I don't think I am. I actually don't think I am.
Give us an example.
I don't know. I don't really.
Like you would have been back in the old days when you would have flirted with a few numbers out and about.
Do we want to hear the audio of you and Aunt Middleton?
Here we go. Yeah, we do.
The one show I'll never celebrity do is your show. But 100%. I tell you what, when you get up close like that, it's the one part I do want. Like,
you're probably passing.
I know. It's just like, it's the best. I don't know how they don't. It's just,
if you see me abseiling through your window and smashing through your window and putting a black bag over your head, then you know you'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, faint. That'd be amazing. is that flirting?
When you went to him.
Yeah.
I think that's flirting.
When I said I'd pash him. Is that flirting? Isn't that just
Well, that's just being honest.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Here is an exciting development in the world of technology.
Ooh, yeah. Keep talking, Fifi. Here it is.
Too busy. Talking about something else.
Feather, you do your whole thing on your switches. Talks
tech. How's this for anyone who loves Uber Eats? And we were only talking about this the other day. Isn't it fascinating? Yes, Bev.
Yes, miss.
Where'd that crown come from?
Isn't it fascinating to think that about 10 years ago, you could only get pizza delivered? Like pizza delivery was the way you got
Dougie.
Your takeout delivered. And now, isn't it amazing to just sit there and go, what do you feel like tonight? Dumplings, Thai, Vietnamese, what do we want?
The worst thing is there's too much of an option. You sit there for 20, 30 minutes thinking, what am I going to eat tonight?
Well, the people at Uber Eats, because they're zillionaires, they're trying to think about how they can keep moving with this technology and make it even better and better. And one of the things they are trialing over in California, in fact, West Hollywood, they're trialing robots. They're called sidewalk robots.
Great.
So they're like, it's an Uber Eats robot that goes along the footpaths by itself, so it gets to your house. And then you apparently go out and there's...
I'd have my own special one.
Well, there's a PIN number to unlock it and get your food out.
Oh, wow. I went to a restaurant with a robot. That was unbelievable. Blew my mind. Japanese restaurant in Southland, of all places.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. It comes out with your food and says, hi, here's your food. And you take it off the thing and it goes, enjoy, and it goes off. It was blew Toby's mind.
They haven't nailed the robot voice yet, have they?
It was a robot voice, but I wasn't going to go, hello, my name is Robot.
Did it talk like that?
Maybe a little bit.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it did. It spoke like that. It had that Toby was being a robot. She was doing the robot. But I've seen this somewhere where they fly. They got the robot, like the drones, Uber Eats drones. Is that right?
I don't know. That's not in my tech update.
Yeah, they've got Uber Eats drones where
they do it here.
Domino's. They pick you up and they fly it like an airplane and it comes to your house and drops it.
Domino's are doing it.
I think that's
pizzas
right.
are being delivered by a drone here in Melbourne.
Yeah, yep. Uber Eats, yeah. In the sky.
Oh, well, why? Well,
it's like the Jetsons, bro.
It puts my robot in pales in the shade of that. That's really impressive.
Robot. I like the robot.
Flying food?
Yeah.
And this is just like a sidewalk robot. Yeah. I think the flying food wins. Fifi, Feather, Nick's best
picks on the Fox. The fam was out. I'm sitting at home. I'm having a scroll through Instagram and I come across our good mate, Tommy Little. Tommy Little's there on his Insta, he's shirtless next to the one and only Mac Horton.
Oh, swimmers.
Olympic swimmer. Unbelievable. They're disgusting.
The way I said that was weird. I don't even know why I did it like that.
Swimmers.
I take that back.
You like swimmers?
I don't know.
They're bloody fit. Both of them are looking very, very
little
well.
Little swimmers.
And Tommy, the caption on Tommy's post, says, Mac and me trying to work out how many medals we have between us. We realise that together we have an Olympic gold, a World Champs gold, 3 Com Games golds, and a Most Improved certificate from under-16s mixed netty. Very good joke. Love it, Tommy. But it did open with something that I couldn't cop, which was Mac and me trying to work out. So underneath, I wrote what I write under, you know, most of these things. Mac and I. Just a little correction there. I know you're both looking good.
Grammar people.
Well, you know, honestly, if I cop grief online from people, it is guaranteed that they're going to use the wrong there or the wrong your. And it'll be you're a comedian, ? And I'll always put the right your underneath and just leave that. That'll go off.
Instant block? Oh, well,
he hasn't blocked me.
Grammar police. I get it all the time on Twitter.
A lot of people liking it. But a few people have said, somebody, House of Hard Nut, which is where I'd always go, English, you're actually incorrect. The way to determine whether the sentence should contain I or me is to remove the other person's name and see if it still makes sense. I don't think that's how it works.
No, I don't think it does because I think you're right. I think it is Mac and I.
James Blake, though, I went to our, as Fev would say, team nerd. John, what did you say, James Blake?
Well, I deferred to my primary school teacher mother who said, if you remove the other person, does the sentence still make sense? That's her rule.
Can I give you an example
that's
of that,
cool. though? That's cool. When you're teaching very little children, I suppose that's fine.
But here's the thing. If I said, Fev and I went to the shops, take out Fev, I went to the shops. It still works.
No, but that's where it makes Fev sense. So they're saying you could put Fev and me, if the word after that was trying, Fev and me trying to figure out how many golds. If you took out Fev, me trying to figure out how many golds. I know, Fev, this is excruciating.
To fall asleep.
Fev, me and I'm out of here.
I keep telling you that to keep you in.
Fev and I just left.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, let's, Nick, look at this. To get to the bottom of this, we are joined.
Sorry. Yesterday I had to have an ECG. One of the things the doctor said was, have you been stressed recently? I said, yeah, a little bit. Coffee, booze, stress, the 3 things that would require an ECG. And my wife last night, I'm walking around the house yelling about this. And she said, you've just had your heart checked and you're going people on the internet about grammar. I just have to find out if I'm correct. I'm happy to be wrong. Well, not really, but I've slept on it.
Okay.
Am I correct?
So have you said me and the doctor did an ECG or the doctor and I?
And an ECG.
The definitely doctor and I. Definitely not me and the doctor. Yeah. But we are joined by Dr. James Walker, Professor of Language Diversity at La Trobe University. Dr. James Walker, thank you for joining us.
No worries. Good morning.
Oh, so now Nick's going to talk you through this, Dr. Walker. Hopefully you can give us the answer.
Sure.
Now, Dr. Walker, I just want to know, my friend has started the caption of his photo with another person and it says, Mac and me trying to work out how many medals we have between us. I just wrote underneath Mac and I. I thought you put Mac and I don't think you ever put Mac and me in a sentence.
Well, there's a lot of confusion in these X and Y constructions when you've got a pronoun. Take off the other person and see if it works.
Oh.
So Mac and me trying. So would I trying to look?
No.
Would that look good? That's not good? No. Because part of the problem here is because the verb there is in a participle form. Not in a tensed form. So you could say like Mac and I went, you know, that would be fine.
Would you ever say me and Mac?
Well, there's a question of again, is it before a participle or is it before a tense
I think it's
verb?
Before a party hits. Is that what you said? A party hits.
Trying. Oh. Trying as opposed to tried, right? So Mac and me tried would sound a bit odd. But Mac and me trying sounds fine. Me trying sounds fine, but me tried would sound odd.
Yeah, I agree. So, I love that. Oh, I
don't.
I really tried to be part of this, but me out.
Yeah.
That's so I think
turns out me was wrong.
So you are Dr. Walker, that's it.
So Nick's
Nick,
wrong.
You were wrong.
Oh no,
wow. Unlucky.
Jeez.
How does that feel? How's the heart?
Not as good as Mac or Tommy's. Very different rigs. I should work on swimming.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Hairdressing may be changing forever, with the option of a silent salon. You can have a silent hair appointment. And what hair salons are doing, they're giving you the option. So you can go in, and this isn't all salons, by the way. I just think it's starting slowly. But you can fill out a questionnaire and you can request a silent appointment.
Mm, I like it.
See, you're not a chat. I thought you'd be a big chat.
No, sometimes you might not want to chat.
But do you go to different places all the time? Do you just go anywhere?
No,
or do you have a barber?
I'll go anywhere. I've got a barber, but I just go anywhere. I'll just look in the self in the revision mirror and go, oh, good. I need a shave or a haircut. And I'll just pop in. But sometimes you sit there and they're like, and you're like, oh, God, I'm hungover or I'm tired. And you just want to close your eyes. I like to close my eyes because those chairs are comfy, man. Mm. When they put them back and they're doing your face and stuff.
Hungover haircuts are the worst.
It's a time to relax. Mm. You don't want to chat. Don't you agree?
I'm a chatter.
But because you go to the same hairdresser, right?
Yeah, Carly's my friend. Yeah. So it's actually, we combine it. It's a catch up.
Yeah.
We're catching up on everything.
I go out of my way. I go to Heidelberg for a haircut. Lazy.
Yeah.
Valiant
Barbers. By the time you get back, it's already grown back.
Well, it's just, pretty much. Got a 5 o'clock shadow. I'm like, oh, I need a beard trim. Turn back around. Bell Street's a nightmare. I just like it.
Because he doesn't
good
talk?
Barber. No, great chatter. Big fan of football, American football, love sports. Everyone in there is great. It's just nice. I'd go there.
You like it?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Go for a chat.
So, what we've discovered, I wouldn't have picked it, that Nick and I are chatters and you actually just want the
chatter,
silent appointment.
But sometimes you want the silence. And sometimes I was getting my hair cut at Runway Room. So they're like, oh, Alex's friends.
Oh, that's
so that's weird. I don't want to be talking just anything.
Yeah.
What's up? I don't know. It's just, don't you, man, I find that weird.
The snitches in there.
Yeah. What are you been up to? No, nothing. And then you go home and Alex goes, what did you do yesterday? I didn't do anything. And he told me, no, don't do any of that. But that's why I find it weird sometimes to talk because when I get it done at Runway Room, it's like, oh, God, they're like best mates with me missus.
Which is good.
Yeah, but you don't want to talk too much.
Do you
get carried away and start flirting or something?
What are you doing on the weekend? Few beers, go out with the boys to the library. Go to the library. Hold on.
Hilariously Melbourne. The best picks. A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not Fairhaven Homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Fifi, Feb, and Nick and choose Fairhaven Homes for your next home build. 101.